welcome to the Random Hour by Kyle Crump. And of course, today we've got another special guest. You know him as the TikTok sensation with the hit song Charlie Sheen, the band Felicity. Give it up.
Let's go.
What's up,
guys? We're happy to be here.
What's up?
But yeah, special guest with them today. We're going to ask him a few quick questions about, you know, just some couple of quick questions for him. We're just going to kick back, chill, just the same old, same old. So we're ready to rock and roll. And of course, I've already mentioned our first question, and this is about your hit song, Charlie Sheen. And the question we got for you is, why Charlie Sheen? Just like, did you guys, when you were thinking of a next song, you're like, oh, dude, we're doing Charlie Sheen. Did you think of any other celebrities? Like, what made you guys pick Charlie Sheen?
We went to LA to record the song with Point North. I know that was an incredible experience, but we were just kind of thinking of someone that was kind of on the upswing a little bit, who is trying to like kind of get redemption for all the mistakes that they've made in the past. And a couple people came to mind, but Charlie Sheen, something about the last name. We found it easy to kind of find rhymes with Sheen as well. And yeah. And from there, we were like, you know what? You know, he's been doing a couple. Drew was like, he's been doing a couple shows on, what was it, HBO or something?
Something like that. I just seen him on TV.
I remember you said it. Yeah. And we were like, oh, man. I was like, Sheen could work. And we're like, let's keep trying. And we basically tried to find other examples, but nothing was like hitting as well as Sheen was. So that's kind of like why the name became Charlie Sheen. And we really think the message of the song really encompasses a feeling of redemption, and just like you can make all these mistakes and like just, but try and be better, try and bounce back from it. And that's kind of like why Sheen came to be the you know, Charlie Sheen became the title of the song.
And it was definitely the first person we came up with too. We're like, who's someone who's had like a really rough go, and it's like still kind of still kicking, even though like they were like at the top at the pinnacle and then fell all the way down and kind of still around. And I remember us being like, the first name that came to mind was Charlie Sheen.
That's true.
And then we're like, well, let's see if we can come up with anything else. Ooh, and we were trying to come up with something else. And we just, at the end of the day, we were just like, it all came back. All roads finally led back to Charlie Sheen. And then
the rhyme scheme just worked
too
easy.
And then the rhyme scheme worked too easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you, like, we were like, I don't want to force something else. So like Sheen just felt right. So we're like, let's roll with it. And yeah, the rest is history.
Our second one has to do with your tour. With going on tour so soon and being on tour before, what are some of your favorite foods you've had while it's on the road?
Monell's in Nashville.
Monell's is a great example.
Rocking a Nashville shirt. Yeah, Monell's, the family style.
Where was that burger joint? You guys remember the burger that was named after all head? Like okay. Every burger was
Indianapolis.
Named after.
That was okay. Indianapolis.
There was this place. I forgot.
Kuma's Corner.
It was called Kuma's Corner, and it was in Indianapolis. And it was basically a burger joint that every single burger was named after a different heavy metal band. And that was probably one of my favorite places and like favorite stops on tour. And like anytime we can get burgers or things like that, I'm all for it, because I love burgers. And that was like one of my favorite spots. And like on tour, if I can get burgers, I'll do that. And
I don't know. What about your favorite snack spots? We're talking about the amazing places too. Let's just get off the nice train for a second. When we discovered the macaroni bites at Sheetz.
Oh my gosh.
The
we don't have Sheetz down here.
We don't have Sheetz. We only have Wawa, and they don't have macaroni bites. And when it's 2:30, 3 in the morning, can stop and get hot, fresh mac and cheese bites, done deal.
Scratch that, dude. I'm gonna go Buc-ee's. If you're saying Sheetz, I'm
going Buc-ee's. All right, well, Buc-ee's.
No, Buc-ee's
is a utility.
No way. What's yours?
I mean, for our classic, the Felicity lore go-to is Waffle House.
Waffle House is
our standard. We go to Waffle House a lot. It's 24 hours and it tastes exactly the same no matter where you are in the country.
It gets better the more north you go from Florida, though. When you hit the Carolinas and Georgia, the Waffle Houses are amazing.
And it's our tradition. It's kind of our tradition, our late night food tradition. And we eat a lot of Waffle House on the road.
Yeah. Waffle House for sure.
And then hop back.
The Waffle House has always been solid.
Yeah, no. That's like in Georgia. It's like if you're a college student, middle of the night, oh, dude, we're going to Waffle House, especially on a Saturday night when you've been bar hopping. You're like, dude, what's open?
And cookout in Georgia, too.
Cookout. Oh, yeah, cookout.
Cookout was another one. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, it's just you're tipsy enough. Everything just tastes like incredible.
Oh, my senior year in college, I can't tell you how many cookouts. We'd wake up on a Sunday morning, just cookout trays would just fill up the wall. We're like, oh, my God, how much did we invent last night?
Yeah.
Next question is there any dream band that you guys want to do a song with if you just had to choose a dream band to do a song?
Mm-hmm. Or singer.
There's a few.
I think for me, it would be more on the heavier side right now. It would either be, if I had to choose, if I had to break it down to two, it'd be either Shane Told from Silverstein, just because I remember at Warped Tour seeing him for the first time and just being blown away at the fact that he was able to sing so well and scream and still move around the stage like he did. So, and Silverstein never releases a bad song or album, in my opinion, like till this day. So Silverstein definitely would be a dream. And I think Caleb Shomo from Beartooth would also be incredible. I think like the heavy side and the aggressive side would just blend really well with Felicity. And it'd just be a pleasure to get like some of those tones with Felicity in there in the mix. It'd be cool. So that would be my choices. What about you guys?
Those are great picks. I was thinking a little more old school with Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
To have his name attached to one of our songs and just to have the potential of maybe Papa Roach goes back on tour and then all of a sudden we can open and then we already got a song with them where we can come out on stage. That would be super cool.
I do like
Caleb Shlomo a lot because such a more like he's already been doing a lot of those, so he'd be somebody realistic to pick up.
Yeah.
I think maybe if we got to go like A-list, like doing a song with Nickelback, you know? Just shoot for the top. Yeah. Just like go for it, because Nickelback only writes hit songs.
They do.
You know? It's going to be a massive hit. So
that's definitely
so just
true.
Go for the top.
It's a hit factory.
Yes.
Oh, man. No. It's funny. I was actually listening to Nickelback before we called you guys. I was working out when I got off work, and of course, you know, Who You Remind Me started playing in my headphones. I was like, yeah, Nickelback, early 2000 Nickelback, baby. That's funny.
Literally, it just hits. We did a tribute show where we covered all Nickelback songs, and we did some Papa Roach songs as well, like when we covered Papa Roach, and literally the crowd just love it. They know all the songs, they know all the lyrics, and that's because those bands are so good. So like, you know, it'd be an awesome.
They all pretend like, oh, I'm gonna go see this Nickelback. Felicity do a Nickelback tribute set. I'm gonna go see this ironically. And then when they go there, no. They're just they loved it so much. Like they were just like screaming they knew every single lyric to every single song. We're like, you're not here ironically. You love this music. You just pretend like it's ironic.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Our next question is actually fairly similar to that. So it's with Jack Black doing the cover of one of Britney Spears songs. I thought it'd be interesting to ask you guys, what song would you like to cover in y'all's style?
We've done some very interesting covers. We do like a lot of like mini covers and we post them on TikTok. So we've done some crazy, we've done like Morgan Wallen. We've done Destiny's Child. What else am I forgetting right now?
We've done a lot. I really think this year we need to just go full force and we just need to do our full cover of Hey Jude by the Beatles because we did a mini cover of it and we do our mini cover of it every show now. It's become part of our set and it's really a cool moment, part of our set. So I think it'd be really cool to like do a full version of that and really see what it would be like if we actually like tried to do the full song. It'd be really cool to maybe try to do a, like a Felicity version of maybe like a Post Malone song. I think he just writes a lot of great songs that really could lend itself to like a harder rock. And then we've covered Harry Styles before. That was cool. I don't know. Maybe another Morgan Wallen song. I know Person Forever just covered a Morgan Wallen song and it came out so good.
Maybe
some of these, like, I think a lot of these country artists are writing these awesome, just like amazing, catchy, high energy songs. And they could be so easily transformed into fun rock songs. So maybe something country. I don't know. Maybe Luke Bryan or
the new Justin Timberlake song would be really cool to do as well. So the self is the selfish, I think is the title of it. Mm-hmm. And like, it's been blowing up. So maybe that's something that we go back in the studio and we like do a mini cover of that. I think that could be really cool. What do you think?
I think those are great answers. I can't think of anything better than that. I think Hey Jude is great.
Exactly.
I think that's a very.
We got Dylan.
The Beatles, yeah, dude.
Let's schedule this out. We got maybe we'll do it.
Yeah, I think those are great answers.
Okay. So you guys have been on tour a lot, and here we like to ask some crazy questions. Do you guys have any crazy road stories while you've been touring?
Yeah. We haven't told this in a while. I've told this in a while. The Indianapolis one. When the car broke down.
Oh, yeah.
So when we were on our second tour run, we had a Chrysler Pacifica. It had seen many better days. And before leaving, the dipstick broke. So it was always a guessing game for how much oil it really needed. And it did have an oil leak. So we're just perpetually putting more oil back in it the farther and farther north we get. So we get to this gas station somewhere between Indianapolis and Chicago, middle of cornfields. And we're like, oh, we should probably put in some more oil. And way too much oil went in, way too much. We get back on the road within 50 feet. Smoke is coming out of the engine. It fills the inside of the car. We think that there's a fire about to start. We immediately pull over, lift up the hood. It's just all of this smoke. And we realize it's just burning off oil. There was an excessive amount of oil put in this car. And we had no way of starting it, of driving anywhere without the smoke building up. And we just didn't know what to do. And we just sat in limbo for like 3 hours, just thinking, okay, let's just run the engine and burn some of the oil off and then we'll leave. And that was going nowhere. It's hot, it's in the afternoon, the sun's hitting us. And eventually we're like, okay, let's just drain the oil pan and you know, we'll take it from there. And we're about to go like, do this, and a police officer shows up and we're going, oh, we should probably not like dump oil on the side of the road. And we ask him if he can give us a hand, and he winds up not being able to do anything, burns another hour, so hour four of being on the side of the road. And we just go, okay, we have to drain the oil pan, but we don't have any tools. So we grab the merch bin and we write socket wrench in a big Sharpie, but we forget the K. So it says Soche wrench. And we stand on the side of the road. Corey holds up the sign just on the highway, just big question mark, Soche wrench. And within 5 minutes, a guy pops a U-turn. He was an off-duty mechanic. He had his girlfriend with him. He had all of his tools. And we just tell him what's wrong. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. And within like 20 minutes, he has drained the oil. We restart everything. We get back on the road. And we're like, why did we not just put up the Soche wrench from the beginning? And we would have gotten what we needed. In the end, we missed the Chicago show.
Midwestern hospitality.
Yeah. But we did get deep dish pizza that same night. But to be on the side of the road for that long, just this question mark, finger cross of what's going to happen, when are we going to leave here? It was awful. But we learned you have resources. You need to use them. You need to bring toolkits. You need to bring a socket wrench. You need to not have a broken dipstick so you can't measure oil. We since have, you know, we have a much better vehicle now, and it's your second tour. You learn a lot from that.
And if you go pee in the cornfield, you get covered in ticks.
Oh, yeah. You had to pee in the cornfield. Oh, geez.
You get covered in ticks.
That was tour number two. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that classifies as a crazy story for sure.
Yeah.
So most of y'all are in your band are tatted up. What is one of your most meaningful tattoos?
Ooh.
Well, we all have Felicity tattoos, which is pretty cool. I think it was our first tour or second tour.
Yeah. Can we get them back there? Can I see it?
Can we get them all in there?
Right there.
You can see them all.
I'd say you'd have to go. You have to go Felicity tattoos.
At the time, every member of our band and our tour manager all got matching Felicity tattoos.
It was mine and Andrew's first tattoo.
Yep.
So the running joke was one of us going to bail? And I said, I'm not going to bail if he doesn't bail and he has to go first. And then right when Andrew was getting tattooed, I was like, how does it hurt? Does it hurt? Tell me what it feels like. And I was just nerding out on it because I needed Andrew to be brave so that I could be brave.
Yeah.
And it was not as bad as I thought it was at all. But it's your first tattoo and it's a needle being shoved something to your arm. You're not sure what it's going to feel like till you're actually in it. And obviously, it hasn't mattered.
So I mean, you didn't know where you were going to get it to. You were like, should I put, should I put it on my butt cheek or something?
Should I get a tramp stamp with the Felicity design? You know, is that going
to
look good?
And now we sense of have a new drummer, and we need to make him, we need to make maybe this tour on the
off. That's true.
He said he would, though.
He said he would.
No, but we have to make it happen.
Maybe
on the tour, we need to find, like, on the off day.
Just hire a tattoo artist to come to the to the venue, right before the show.
Like Cleveland or New York, we could do it.
Yeah, tour tats again.
Nashville, we have not the day after Nashville. Okay.
I definitely.
This is his birthday on tour too, so.
That's right.
Okay. So when you ready?
Yeah, I am. So let me ask you this: has there been all your music videos? To me, have been pretty cool. Which one has been your favorite one to make so far?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, now I'm trying to now I'm going down the rabbit hole.
I know, I gotta think.
For me, the weather's my favorite. The weather I think is the one I'm just most impressed by.
Yeah, weather was a lot of fun to make.
Pendulum
was cool. Hit and Run was cool.
Circles was a lot of fun.
Circles was fun.
Circles.
Actually, okay, I wasn't there for it.
You weren't there for the hard part.
The hard part is because the stories that came out of this music video. So our Circles music video, which is a deeper cut if you go back and actually watch it, but if you should go back and watch it now to appreciate what happened. But
we tortured Damien. Yeah, Damien
got tortured. So we shot some of it in Orlando with all of us in the background of this wooded area, but we wanted to set some shit on fire and have these cinematic running scenes. So I was not available that weekend. So everyone else drove up to Lake City, Florida to Corey's uncle's house, which is in the middle of nowhere. Like, go in the woods and shoot your guns and no one's going to bother you, kind of like middle of nowhere. And they got up there the night before. They needed to dig a grave for Damien to lie in. So they wisely dug the grave the night before. Genius idea. Great. They get out there the next day. It is filled with water and spiders. Just water and spiders. And Damien gets in this pit with the spiders. And he's getting buried alive. That was part of it. And that is, I wish I would pay.
The one thing I said,
I would pay money to have been here to see it. And he said, just don't get any dirt in my face. Don't throw dirt on my face. I don't want any dirt in my face.
There's spiders all over, dude. I mean, come on.
And the first thing Drew does is he chucks some dirt right in his face.
As I'm singing. As I'm singing. Like maybe if it, like, I wasn't singing, like, brush it off.
Yeah.
But as I'm singing, just massive, like, mound of dirt just comes right in my mouth. I just spit it out. I don't know what I did. I think I threw dirt at you after. But like,
and then he just had to keep singing. Like, he had to keep performing, and he was pissed.
I knew it would look awesome in the video, and it did make it in the video. Like, it was just, like, was right on his face as he was singing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It was for the shot.
And just to know that, like, they put in the work to dig the hole, to then have the hole taken over by like bad spiders.
Massive.
Like wolf spiders.
Like, they were massive. And like, we did our best to get all of them out of there before I jumped in. But
oh my God.
I can't confirm if they were all out. I got to be honest. I'd say no. But that was definitely a great music video.
See, that's fun for me because I didn't have to do the hard part. I got to do the easy part. And I just get to enjoy the story of the hard part. The weather was fun though too. Yeah. Like, we were in Jacksonville for 2 days. We got to go to a little cabin. It was secluded.
The bonfire was awesome.
The bonfire.
I
was
love
very
the fact
cool,
of
yo.
Being outside. I yeah, just yeah, love yeah. The, like the all of us great. Were like kind of like, you know, with each other like the whole day. Like for 2 days we were doing it. We did a bonfire the first night when we do like the scene of me by the bonfire with the doll, and that was just, it was really good vibes. Honestly, I feel like it came across in the music video. It was really, really, really fun. And then Lonely Nights is another one of my favorite, just because we all got to kind of like dress up a little bit, and we rarely dress up in suits and stuff like that. And Lonely Nights kind of had that vibe of like kind of like reminiscing of missing being in a rock band, but having to do a real job out there, you know, so many times. So I feel like that was a really fun one too, because we did that one in downtown Orlando. Yep. And it was crazy to unload all the stuff.
To do fun, like I just think about Lonely Nights negatively because of loading out.
The loading out was insane.
Absolutely
miserable. I felt like we were
loading out out of run the down. Office building at downtown.
While in
downtown
the alleyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
raining. And we had to carry everything so far.
That sucked. Yeah,
it felt like a zombie apocalypse, man. We were trying to get out of the building and there were so many people. It was like, it was crazy.
It was awful.
Yeah, watch that one as well if you have.
But those two, The Weather and Lonely Nights, cinematography wise, like we're just so proud of how those music videos came out. Like
Jason Blankenship, he crushed that.
For like for where we were as a band, like they just looked so professional.
I think it helped a lot. It helped a lot. I'll always miss Jason for that. He did great.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys, what is your drink of choice? Is it PBR?
No, we all have different White Claw. I think in general, like Rashid drinks only Hennessy. That's like his thing. Rashid's Hennessy. And then for, I mean,
if you're buying beer for the band, White Claw is the safest.
Wait, are we
choice.
Talking beer or liquor here? Are we it's talking
our
beer
drink of choice
or whatever?
I think that's up to you.
Yeah, it's our drink of
choice. Okay, then I'm going Jaeger 100%. I'm going Jaeger. Really? Dude, I love get every time, dude. Jaeger, and then me and Drew always do a fireball shot before almost every show, unless we're too tipsy, and then we control ourselves.
I'm more, I'm pretty simple. Just give me some White Claw. That's if there's no White Claw there, then High Noon or something like that. Just keep it easy that way. Just keep it even keel all night, you know. Maybe a green tea shot if we're feeling.
Oh yeah, I do like my green tea shot.
We're not crazy. We're White Claws and green tea shots, you know.
I'll drink whiskey on the rocks.
And when we like whiskey.
Whiskey's always good. And if we're looking to just like enjoy a beer, I'll go for a nice sour. I love the craft sours. Those are really, I'm really into those right now. They're refreshing. After a show, you can burn a lot of calories. You're sweating. Mm-hmm. It's a nice sour. It can really make the difference.
Okay. Yeah, no. That's like, I'm a liquor guy. I'm Crown Royal all the way. Splash of Coke on a Saturday night? Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm just sitting in my chair.
It's a good option, too.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. All right,
Yeah, I got you. So is there any genre that you guys want to experiment with here and recently? Like, if there's just one genre you're like, man, we should do that, but haven't got around to doing it?
I feel like just thinking of it, like, just off the top of our heads, I feel like we kind of explore a lot of things, but I feel diving more into, like, we kind of have like this kind of country kind of feel to The Weather, but I feel possibly diving more into that country
folk
rock folk sound. I think even more than what we've done could be really cool. I think going deeper into the pop world is interesting.
It's more alternative.
But y'all alternative for sure. I think there's something cool about that. I just think there's something cool about that.
I think what like Hardy's doing, like some, especially like some of the heavier stuff on Hardy's last album, and
because it has like a new grunge kind of feel too, which I always love. I kind of love the grunge feel, but it sounds more fresh and more new. So I think kind of something like that.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's good. I agree.
And the music's just so fun, and the energy's so fun with that. And we like to make music that just people can have fun listening to. And
what is the typical method you guys use for songwriting?
I feel like a lot of the times we'll try and come up, we'll think of like a song that we really, really dig. For the last process, I think we kind of like
changes
think
every
of,
time.
It does change every time, to be honest. But like sometimes we're just feeling like a certain way. For this last batch of songs that we recorded before Charlie Sheen, a lot of those songs were like, hey, what are some of our favorite songs that we reminisce about in the past that just hypes us up to like another level? So we kind of thought of a lot of those songs out there, and we were like, hey, let's kind of use those as inspiration and kind of like see if we could build something fresh and new that a lot of people like haven't listened to nowadays as well. So like that was sometimes inspiration, because I think you're finding inspiration, but you're also doing something new with it. So that's been a process that we've done. And then we'll just write lyrics on top of it and melodies. So that's been a process that we do. What were you going to say something else?
I mean, it changes every time. So it's kind of like we look for things we haven't done before that we might want to experiment with, but we also ask ourselves, what is our core, so that we can kind of stay true to it. And we've gone through some phases where we have laid out all the instrumentation and then start putting vocal melodies to it and just make sure the grooves are really, really set. But there have been other times where we've ensured that you could sing it with four chords on an acoustic guitar with lyrics, and then all the layers of instrumentation kind of go down. So it changes based on just where we're at with our, you know, timeline. And most recently has been the, well, the songs that we're putting out right now, we kind of made sure the grooves and the instrumentation was just, you know, prime. Mm-hmm. And then we layered the vocals and wrote everything over that. But with Charlie Sheen, that was kind of a one-off as well, where we went out and recorded with Port North and said, you know, what are we feeling right now? What energy can we kind of create out here right now? And
it was a bit of the opposite,
actually. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That song actually started more with kind of like us and John just basically scatting melodies and saying, hey, like, do you like doing this part? Does this part sound like it grooves? Without even singing anything, really, without even like singing a lyric or something, just like finding like a flow to and a cadence. And that was really cool. And I really enjoyed that process too, because then we had that melody and we're like, okay, now let's put some chords to it. Let's put some structure to it. And that was really cool, because that was coming more from like the singing side of things and saying, is this going to be something that gets stuck in people's heads?
Yeah.
So that was that kind of like the reverse kind of feel.
That's actually a good point. Like, it's so important now to think what is sort of trending. Like, you can always be true to yourself and go, we're going to write what we're going to write, and that's just how it's going to be. And that can work for you and against you. And we kind of err on the side of, if the trending sound seem to be doing this, well, why not try to ride that wave a little bit and find some of those elements that we can incorporate into our music? Nothing's off the table with mm-hmm. Felicity Music. And when you look at how the weather is structured, and we don't really have a lot of songs in the folk alternative kind of realm, but it's our best performing song. Okay, let's try to do more of those. But then we've had a heavier song have a lot of attention. And now Charlie Sheen, which isn't exactly folky, it has just some lighter elements, but it deviates from what is the original Felicity sound, but we'll still write songs that go along with that. We just sort of think, what is trending right now, and what can we kind of ride at the same time?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's funny. Something about, so I'm a huge fan, so I follow your guys' TikTok, and as soon as you guys teased the teaser for Charlie Sheen, I was like, oh man, this is gonna take off. I was ready. Like, I literally favor the TikTok. I listened the day you guys posted. I listened probably to the riff like 20 times on day one. I was like, man, when's Charlie Sheen coming out? Because my top three songs right now of y'all is probably Wish You Weren't Here, The Weather, and then Charlie Sheen. And when I saw you post it, maybe it was yesterday, you're trying to get a hold of Billie Eilish. I was like, come on, get Billie Eilish. Come on, we got Charlie. We got to get Billie.
Exactly. Yeah. We're doing our best. Listen, we got a small lead, but we're going to keep trying. You know us, you watch us, you see we're persistent, and like we're a small independent band, but we have big dreams, you know what I mean? So like we won't settle until we hopefully get the confirmation.
It's okay. We're in the same boat. It's funny. So on our Twitter, I was like, Kyle, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to get Jack Black. Watch this. So I said, Jack Black, will you please come on my show? No, they shut it down quick. I sent out like three tweets in a row. I was like, dang. It's all right. He's coming.
You got to come. I'm telling you, like, if you don't ask, the answer is definitely no. You know what I mean? But like, if you keep trying, you never know when you might catch that person at that one time, and they might be like, all right, let's do it. You know what I mean? So it's all opportunity, but like, it's also the fact that you just don't give up. If it's not Jack Black, maybe it's someone else. You know what I mean? So just don't give up.
No, so I feel that. So let me ask you this. Speaking of y'all's TikTok, I kind of thought of this question because Corey posted a thing a couple days ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. He was talking about your guys' pre-show ritual. And it says that, Damon, you like to disappear during the show. What are the craziest places you have found Damon before a show?
Maybe sleeping in the back of the van.
Sleeping, yeah.
Way back though, in the way back.
They probably don't find me. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, I've seen him just walk away and do vocal warm ups just away from people, and I'm just out back. Like, where is he going? Oh, he's whatever. Get in the right headspace.
Usually we're on stage. We're on stage, like, getting ready, and we're just like...
He's in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, we don't know where he is. I think that's most of the time. We don't know where he is. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You guys are...
We're like, we hope he shows up by the time we're supposed to play.
Yes.
And magically, every time I'm there. Every time.
And it was funny when you said something. I was like, oh, they probably got some crazy stories. He's, like, hanging out on a tree. I was like, oh, I can't wait for that answer.
He's gonna tell you where he goes.
Like, that's secret. That's top secret. No one will know. No one will know. They'll have to find me. They need to do a better job finding me.
Okay. All right. So here's our last question. And so, what made me notice you guys first was last year, which is your normal trend, where you take the boombox and you're like outside of Lowe's or Walmart. And I just gotta know. How long did you last in Lowe's before they kicked you out? Lowe's and Home Depot and places like that. Were they quick?
So
it's different sometimes. To be honest with you, it's different.
The time
sometimes.
Of day you go heavily impacts that.
That's true.
Because what we noticed is the later and later we went, they cared less and less. So we're like, okay, how bold are we feeling tonight? And if we're feeling very bold, then we just go later. And
you can almost away with anything.
Yeah, right? when you go there pretty late, you can. What we haven't done yet, what we need to do next time, is just bring the instruments, get up on one of the racks in like the garden section, and then just actually just play a little bit and just see. Because
like massively.
Yeah, we've gotten stares from Lowe's or Home Depot employees, but we get together at 6:30 anyway, and we don't get over there until like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So it's already later on. So we've only had a few employees just kind of give us the weird stink eye and ask us to move along. But that's so few and far between, because we just go later now and get away with whatever we want, to the point where like, please discover us and kick us out. Like, we want the footage of it, but they don't jump on it. Who did kick us out real fast was Taco Bell. We walked in, we set up by the bathroom.
Under a minute.
The guy comes around, he's like, the owner is watching on the camera. He said, no. He said, you tell them no right now. And
he got really pissed. Taco Bell was really pissed.
They were really pissed. And we got that film. We filmed that one as well.
Probably because Corey was in the hot dog.
Corey was dressed in the hot dog. Yeah. So we looked like a bunch of assholes. So it made sense. By far the coolest, Waffle House. The employees were willing to act, and they let us coach them into what we wanted them to do. So the Waffle House,
they were also nice.
Yeah.
You never know.
Sometimes
if someone's nice. Yeah. So, dependent.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps up our questions. Do you guys have anything you want to say before I do our outro? Any like last words or anything like that?
Or anything you want to plug?
Keep streaming Charlie Sheen. We got more music coming out here soon.
Yep.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok and Instagram Twitter and everywhere.
@WeAreFelicity.
And if you are in any of the cities we are playing, we're coming on tour from March 22nd to March 30th.
Yeah, you're checking
a bunch of shows. Come check us out. And then we are playing So What Fest in Dallas, Texas in June. So hopefully see you, any of you guys who are watching the show, come check us out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, check out our if you go to @WeAreFelicity on any social media, you'll be able to check out our link in bio where we have all of our tour dates and tickets to all of our fun stuff and all the links to all of our music streaming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But all right. So let me do our outro real fast. But hey, don't forget to check us out. Check me out on my channel, The More Sports Podcast, where it's not your typical sports podcast. It's a sport podcast for everybody. For an example, I have an episode called Your Quidditch Player, Kyle, where we actually sit down and talk about the game of Quidditch. And also, don't forget to check out our movie podcast, Popcorn Buckets, where we review a movie every Sunday. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to us on our social media, Twitter @RandoCorporate1, and Instagram is BucketBoys2023. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube @RandomIncorporated. Until next time, guys, don't forget, hey, check out this awesome band. They're great. Can't wait to see them on the road and things like that. Until next time, guys.
See ya.
Peace.